Hello and welcome to Gutted. I'm Elise.
And I'm Tony, and we're here to spill our guts about horror film trailers.
We will be reviewing the trailer for In a Violent Nature, which is set to be released May 31st of 2024. This film is written and directed by Chris Nash.
Let's check out that trailer.
Don't get too hung up on reason. They just keep killing.
All right, that was In a Violent Nature, brought to us by IFC Films and Shudder. And it looks like it also has a Sundance official selection. I don't know exactly what that means, but...
we've never been to Sundance. One day.
Also, pretty sure that if it was screened at Sundance, a lot of people have probably already seen the movie.
Well, not a lot. Like, just the people that went to Sundance.
All the fancy film critics and stuff.
All the fancy folk who went to Sundance.
But us common folk, we have to wait until May 31st to see this in theaters. I'm sure it'll be out on Shudder shortly thereafter. Yeah. So depending on how long the theatrical release is.
June 1st on Shudder.
They're usually pretty quick. Shudder originals have been pretty decent as of late. Late Night with the Devil, Skinamarink.
Divisive film, Skinamarink.
So Shudder has been doing pretty good. Okay, so in the trailer, there is some sort of man that emerges from the ground, and we get this point of view. He's walking through the woods, and he just starts assaulting people, hacking people up, shooting people.
Very methodical. Not in a hurry, just kind of stalking and skulking about. And
it's a cool, ominous trailer because there's not much that's happening in terms of dialogue. It's just a camera that is following the point of view of this big slasher guy. He looks like he could be a Jason Voorhees or a Cropsey type.
I like that you mentioned that we're following him. It's not the POV of him. It's like we are, as an audience, we are stalking the stalker.
So it's not a first person POV. It's kind of like an over the shoulder.
An OTS.
OTS. All right.
Yeah. As they say in film school, which I've not been to.
Yeah. So he encounters a guy in a cabin, and it appears to that he shoots him, takes the gun, and then maybe grabs his clothes or something.
Oh,
and
yeah. The
encounters
one.
Someone in the woods.
Yeah. He steals the clothes of our number one motherfucker. And then somehow he gets chained up, and then he assaults some yoga lady on a cliffside.
Yeah. There's a yoga lady on a cliff. We see somebody near a lake.
We see someone getting bashed, and then we see another over the shoulder of a woman who's watching the killer kill and bludgeon someone.
Some of the few dialogue in the trailer where she says, animals just kill. They don't really have a reason.
Yeah.
Something to that effect.
Yeah, it's like one of our only lines.
Yeah.
Overall, solid trailer.
Really interesting trailer. We saw this in the theaters a few times now, and I always forget about it, and then when it comes on, you're not exactly sure what this is. You're like, oh, what is it? Like, it starts out very quiet and we're in the woods.
Yeah, and I always confuse it with that newer Sasquatch movie. I'm like, oh man. And then I see the stalker and I'm like, okay, yeah, no, I like this one.
Yeah, so it seems like it could be an interesting subject matter. Maybe it deals with slasher, is a different POV from a slasher. So is it an experimental slasher film? Could be.
Maybe.
What do we think based off of the trailer and only the trailer? Because we didn't look anything up.
Yeah, I know. And even looking at the cast of characters here, we have Rye Barrett, who plays Johnny, Andrea Pavlovic, who plays Chris, Cameron Love, who plays Colt. I can't say that I recognize any of these names.
Right. So maybe a lot of people's debuts. It is a true indie. And the director as well, Chris Nash, it appears to be his first film.
Yeah.
So all that's good. I love the fact that it's a new story. Even if it's using old tropes, it appears to be a different take on a slasher film.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for this.
I am pretty excited. I think the thing that stands out to me the most is that we see the back of the killer the whole time. I like the POV. I like that it's not the killer's POV. We've seen that done many a time. I like that the POV is the audience from behind the stalker, because you don't want to be in front of the stalker. You're going to get killed. You're going to be in the way. But watching from behind. And I really like that. So
what are your predictions?
My predictions, I'm thinking that we're going to see, as you said, a lot of horror tropes. We're going to see some teens running amok in their Jeep. I'm going to predict that it is a period piece. So maybe it is going to be set in perhaps the 70s or 80s.
I would imagine in the 80s, because that was sort of like the slasher heyday.
All right. So maybe 80s. I think that's when those trucker hats were popular.
Yeah, they had a little resurgence in the early aughts.
They did. So I'm going to guess it's not the aughts. I'm going to go for the 80s.
But that lady who was doing yoga, that seemed a bit more current. So so who knows?
She had ballet flats. That was definitely the aughts. Okay. Well, maybe, do we think this is going to span a couple of decades?
I don't know. What do you think?
Ooh, maybe it's going to start in the 70s and then go into the 80s. And then we're going to end with Yoga Girl on the cliff in the aughts.
Here we go. Some more of Elise's wild predictions.
Wild prediction number one.
A slasher that takes two decades.
Three or four decades.
That spans several decades.
Yeah, I'm going to guess it's going to start in the 70s.
All right. So.
And then end in the aughts.
Okay. And you get one more prediction. So.
Well, okay. Well, my reasoning for that is because he emerges from the earth. So I'm going to guess that scene where he comes from the earth, that's not the first scene that we see him.
Oh, so that's not his birth. This is not the life of a slasher.
Maybe it is the life of a slasher. Maybe it's like it's a brief glimpse into the life, the never ending life of a slasher.
Right.
Because they're immortal, basically. So it's like we are getting to see.
Are they?
Yes.
What about Cropsey?
Well, he's the one off.
If you're going off of the myth of Jason, so maybe we can say that Jason Voorhees is like
a driving force of this one.
It seems like it's closely based off of Jason Voorhees, where in the woods and there are people camping and he kind of looks like Jason. So all those reasons makes me think this is following the tropes of Jason.
I think it is.
Okay.
It's going to kind of run parallel to Jason.
Yeah, because there's so many sequels, they have to figure out ways to kill the slasher, also bring them back. So they end up being these sort of like mythological beings, but not always the case in all slashers. Some are one and done. So you think that this guy is an immortal slasher.
Immortal slasher, but the lady who we get the over the shoulder of this woman who's watching the slasher bludgeon someone in the woods. I'm going to guess that lady is his mom.
Okay.
And she's like, go ahead.
So it's slasher training.
Well, she's not training
Miss
him.
Voorhees and with her little boy, Jason, going, all right,
go come ahead. On.
So this is what would have happened if Pamela Voorhees didn't get her, spoiler, head chopped off.
Ruined it. But I mean, I really think you need to go watch some of the Friday the 13th movies before seeing this one, I think.
So you can't go into this movie as the first slasher film you've ever seen?
The first horror film you've ever seen.
Maybe you'd be like, what the fuck is this?
I love horror.
Scary.
So yeah, that's my prediction, is that woman in the white dress shirt with the curly dark hair from behind, I'm thinking she is this slasher's mom. And she's like, you know what? I can't change your nature. You just need to kill. Go ahead.
We are watching how a slasher becomes a slasher or like slasher training over several decades with their mom. That sounds like a very experimental movie.
Yeah, sounds fun.
That's what you think's gonna happen.
I don't think the mom's gonna be there the whole time. It's not like, you know, a mother-son, you know, coming of age drama. I think the mom is like, oh, you came back from the earth? Well, good.
That's a wild one. even by your standards.
Okay, fine. Maybe the mom thing is a bit wild, but I do think somehow...
No, the whole thing that it spans over several decades.
Because, okay, it seems like it starts out in like the 70s or 80s and then definitely...
You're just going off of the hat? The
going fashion? Off, well, the hat, and then there's like a Jeep, and I feel like those like, you know...
You could have a 70s Jeep even today.
I just feel like the feel in the woods in the beginning of the trailer.
Is it the film quality?
Perhaps it's the film quality. And just perhaps because like we saw some kids romping around in a Jeep going, okay. Yoo-hoo!
All right.
Yeah. I feel like that's not common these days. Most kids in their Jeep have like their earbuds in or their AirPods in, and they're not going woohoo while they're in a Jeep. They're like in their own world. I'm generalizing.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you're really like picking into this thing.
There's not much in the trailer. You have to make some wild leaps here.
All right. Any directors out there who need an experimental slasher writer, hire Elise, because that is...
Got some ideas.
A wild idea for a movie. My prediction is that this is going to be a movie that just gives you a different perspective on the slasher. Because often in slasher movies, it's from the point of view of the campers. Mm-hmm. And the slasher guy, whether Jason or Cropsey or whoever, they kind of just appear out of nowhere. And then they're just kind of silently stalking through the woods. And they appear at different points in the movie, but you don't actually ever see their trajectory.
We do. Well, we often see their POV, though. We often see
only for small bits of the movie. But this, I think the experimental nature of this slasher film is that you are going to be with the slasher, his entire journey.
Man, you're going to feel so silly when it spans four decades.
That idea is wild and interesting. I definitely want to see some sort of Benjamin Button coming of age slasher movie.
Yeah, he's immortal.
It reminds me a little bit of The Rise of Leslie Vernon, whereas that was more of like a mockumentary kind of style, but it was interesting because it showed the point of view of the slasher and through interviews and all that stuff, like why he made the decisions that he made.
I feel like it almost is going to do the opposite though of that, because with Leslie Vernon, it really humanized the slasher. Like he was very cerebral about everything that he did. Whereas this creature or character, he's kind of just like a shark that just keeps moving, doesn't stop. If people happen to be in his path, why not bludgeon them?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I was trying to get at, is that we are going to see the violent nature of a slasher person who just exists just for the sake of violence. Yeah. And that in itself can be quite interesting. So I am excited for this film. Yeah. I was going to say, it also reminds me a little bit of It Follows, where it's just like silently stalking and chasing its victims until it gets to them. When I was a kid, my brothers and sisters, we'd always do this thing. We called it the slow punch. So it's like the punch is always following you. It's never going to stop.
You told me about this, or you just did it to me like the first week that I met you, and it was scary.
Exactly. And that's why I think It Follows is creepy and gets under your skin. It's because the villains or the ghouls or ghosts or whatever are just kind of coming after you.
Yeah. But I do like that. I really am intrigued by the idea of staying with the killer the entire time, because in those movies, like all the Jason movies or It Follows, we get to stay with our protagonist for the majority of the film. And you're like, where's the creature, or where's the entity? When is it going to come back? And in this, there's no mystery. We're with the creature the entire time.
Right.
Yeah. And it's almost like, when are those kids going to show up?
Maybe 30 or 40 years down the line, according to your predictions, with their mom or with them.
Anyone could show up, really.
The lady who has that bit of dialogue in the trailer, that is interesting. I don't think I've quite figured out who that person is going to be. Maybe that is someone who's directing the slasher person. You're saying it's a mother character.
I'm not saying it's like a bio mom. It could be like an adoptive mother who like sees this creature and thinks, you know what, this creature needs something to love it, even though it can't love anything back. I'm going to gently guide it into what it needs, which is to bludgeon.
Okay, so someone, it needs a slasher. This adopted mom needs a slasher to do her bidding.
Or she just wants to help it, you know? She wants to guide it and help it satiate its need to kill.
Yeah, so a lot of interesting things going on. in this trailer, and I am personally excited for this one.
Is there anything you think you're not going
to
like?
Maybe if they try to go in a totally different direction and the trailer is a misdirection for what the film actually is, then that might be a little off-putting.
You know what? I agree. At first I was thinking, no, I'm going to like it. But now that you mentioned that, I think I will not like it as much if we end up getting the POV of the victims.
Right.
I don't think I want to see what they're like without the killer in the background. You know, I don't want to know about their lives. I just want to stay with the killer the entire time.
Oh, I also forgot to make one other prediction. I think that the killer here is going to die. But that doesn't mean that they're
going to come back.
Yeah, that's one of the slasher tropes, is that the slasher dies at the end and then comes back for the sequel. So I'm going to make the prediction that it's going to follow very closely to slasher tropes, and this killer who we see in the trailer is going to die at the end.
Okay, you know what? So kind of going back on my, it's going to span four decades.
Nope, you can't take it back.
I'm not taking it back. I'm going to add on to it. So I think the majority of the film is going to take place during one particular time, but the victims are going to kind of get the upper hand at one point, bludgeon him and put him in these chains and then bury him. And then lightning strikes and he comes back at the very end in the year 2008 and then gets the ballerina yoga lady.
So you're solely going off of like the clothes and the fashion for the decade.
I think it's going to mostly take place in the 80s. And then the final girl's going to get him into some chains and bury him. But he comes back via lightning, as you're saying.
All right. We'll see. We'll see.
So he does die at the end, but then he also comes back and kills some.
Another one of Elisa's wild predictions.
That's not that wild. I think that's actually going to happen.
All right. So, I might eat my words on this, but I don't think that's going to happen.
That's going to happen.
I like the thought, because that is interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be like one of those like after the credits or during the credit scenes. He comes out of the ground and then gets yoga lady.
An after the credit death scene. All right, let's check out the poster.
Okay.
In a similar fashion, the sort of over the shoulder, we see the back of the killer. The killer is wearing a mask and carrying, looks like, meat hooks. So we see the killer's weapon. And then there is text at the top that says, "Nature is unforgiving." So are we going to get a little bit of a nature versus nurture explanation for why this killer kills?
I don't think he has any nurture. I think he's
pure. Said he had a mom in the movie.
No, he has an adoptive mom who's not going to mentor or...
What if she's going to nurture his violent side?
No, he can't. She can't do that. She knows that. She even says, you know, sometimes things just need to, I don't know her quote.
Just let him be.
She's just there to be like his guiding voice. Like, you can do it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jason. Go ahead. Murder those teens.
Yeah. You go do you. And
that's going to be your takeaway from the film. You go do you. Yes. And the woods are violent as hell, so better watch your back.
Oh, because we're behind him. So we are the ones that should be feared. The audience should be feared.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, maybe that something like that will happen, where it's the idea of the audience watching the violence. And that is what is...
That's the violent nature, the audience.
And we've seen this in movies before. Yeah. That's sort of like a Hans Haka kind of thing, like a Funny Games kind of thing.
Where they try to like blame us for watching this movie that they made.
Yeah.
How dare you, Chris Nash? Tricked me.
But I like that. I like that idea.
Yeah. What kind of merch do you want from this poster?
Ooh, from this poster. Mm-hmm. This is a pretty cool poster. You know what? I'm going to go for the classic poster in my dorm room.
Poster.
If I were in college, I'm going to get this poster, put it in my dorm room so that people know that I'm tough as shit. They're like, oh, this guy is violent. Like, yeah, that's right.
Cool.
I know everything about slasher movies to the point where I need to only watch experimental slashers.
Yeah, you're so artsy.
Exactly.
Artsy and violent.
Yes.
I usually go for something that's in the poster, like a meat hook. But what am I going to use a meat hook for? I don't have giant slabs of meat in my freezer. I probably would not wear a hat that said number one motherfucker with a blood splatter on it.
But you'd have to get of the poster. You can't get merch of something that's in
I can't
the film.
Do,
that's not the rules of this.
But it's in the trailer.
It's what is the merch of the poster that you would get.
I'll get a button.
All right. So
we're going for the classics this
time. If anyone who's associated with this film wants to send Elisa button. and send me a poster.
Why do you say it like that? Like no one would ever send me a button.
That was a please send us some merch.
That was a like wishful thinking, Elise. You're not going to get a button.
Yeah.
More likely than a meat hook.
Can I get a branded In a Violent Nature meat hook so I can put it on my wall? That would actually be more tough than a poster in college. This kid's got a meat hook.
Tony, sorry. You probably get kicked out of the dorm. You can't be in there with a meat hook.
Well,
it's all rusted.
Fine. It's going to be in my jail. I can't even say that. Jail cell. That's a tough word to say. Jail cell.
Yeah. Jail cell.
That's right. Well, I'm going to have this poster in my jail cell.
I don't think they give you posters in jail.
Well, I'll be the first one.
Maybe they do. Maybe
if I work out a deal with the warden.
Yeah, you can probably buy it from the commissary.
Yeah. Anyways, good poster. It's not giving away too much. So there's an element of mystery around this film with the trailer and the poster.
Yeah.
And that adds to the intrigue. So that could also add to us being let down by the actual movie, but we'll see. Who knows?
Tony's always expecting to be let down.
But yeah, I do that so that when I see a movie
it's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, so that I have low expectations so I'm not let down by...
Pleasantly surprised.
Exactly.
Yeah. When do you think you're going to see this? In theaters opening weekend? In theaters eventually? Wait for streaming or saw all you need to see?
Okay, so me personally, I would like to see this in the theaters eventually. But if I did happen to miss it, I'm sure it'd be streaming on Shudder like pretty soon after it's out of the theaters. So you all know if you've heard the show before, but because we have A-list and probably not much else to do, we just go see a lot of movies.
Yeah, we're not bragging. We just don't have anything else to do. It's more sad. Is it? Yeah, I agree. I'm probably in theaters eventually if it ends up coming to where we live, but very likely it won't. So we would have to actually trek out of town in order to see this.
Yeah, in which case I'm sure I'll see it on Shudder. So it's somewhere in between in theaters eventually and wait for streaming.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts on this film?
A multi-generational slasher film. Go see it. I don't know.
Well, with the coaching element.
With the
by
coaching
the stepmother.
Element.
And has the potential to be a Rise of Leslie Vernon type experimental slasher in a world that is saturated with slashers.
Yeah. Nature versus nature. If you liked what you've heard today, please subscribe, like, and or give us a rating. Thank you for watching and or listening. This has been another episode of
Got It.